JC Corcoran Podcast.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome to Los Angeles. I live here now. I'm not originally from here. I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri. Oh, wow, thank you. Yeah, I don't know if you've been following the news lately, and I don't want to brag too much, but Missouri is now ranked number one in crystal meth labs. Thank you. I think because that's the only thing we're number one in, we should be able to say that at the next political convention when they do roll call and that fat guy gets up to say things about your state. I think our guys should seriously walk up and go, Mr. Chairman from the fine state of Missouri, home of Anheuser-Busch, Ralston, Purina, and more crystal meth labs than any other state in the United States, and we are super wound up tonight. This crystal meth, I mean, you gotta be a special kind of stupid to do this drug. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, but I would never do a drug that involves rednecks and science. That's why those labs keep blowing up every time you turn on the news. You got Scooter and Moron out in the shed. They're trying to do chemistry. They don't have a GED between the two of them. I would give my entire week's paycheck to hear the conversation right before the explosion. You're supposed to use more ammonia, you dumbass. Just shut up and turn up the heat. See what happens. My whole family still lives in Missouri. My parents actually live by a lake out in the middle of nowhere, 4 hours away from the St. Louis airport. So if I fly home, they'll volunteer to come and get me at the airport. And that sounds nice on paper. But at this age, you cannot spend 4 hours in the backseat of your parents' car. I don't care how much you love them. Their arguments are enough to make my head fly off. My mom actually said at Christmas, she turned around, she goes, I am so angry at your father because he will not wear his teeth to golf. I'm like, I have never heard that sentence out loud in my life for any reason. I just keep calling the OnStar lady from the back seat. I'm like, hello, ma'am, I'm in the car with my parents. Is there some sort of emergency? I'm going to repeat that sentence, lady. I am in the car with my parents. He's deaf and she won't quit talking to him.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Friday, May 6th, 2022, 195 days remaining in our American democratic system, as we have known it. How you doing? It's a Friday morning. It's JC. Hello. Yeah, remember David Letterman used to say, the saying would go, I wouldn't give my problems to a monkey on a rock. And that's sort of how I feel today. Everybody's dragging something around. You know, you go walking through the supermarket and you just sort of look around. And some people do look troubled. Those people are easy to spot. But even the people who just seem to be gliding along without a care in the world, I guarantee you, even that person is dragging something around. They're not happy with something, maybe at their job, maybe with their boyfriend or their girlfriend, whatever the case may be. Maybe they got a family member who's a fuck up and it's driving everybody crazy and everybody's starting to argue about how they should treat the person. Maybe you got an asshole boss. Maybe you have a health problem that you're concerned about. Maybe you're worried about the world in general with everything from climate change to the war in Ukraine. Maybe you got money problems. Maybe you got crabgrass. I don't know. But I guarantee you, everybody is dragging something around. And whether it's monumental or whether it's somebody just making a mountain out of a molehill, that's their reality. That's their individual reality. And they're dragging that around and they worry about it. And when you encounter that person in public, you always have to take that into consideration. That maybe this, and maybe the person's just having a bad day. Last night I had Chinese food because there was no way I was getting anywhere near a Mexican restaurant on Cinco de Mayo. that put me in a bad mood because I realized that my dinner choices were limited by the fact that here in America, we have manufactured this holiday that they don't even really recognize in Mexico. Maybe you're pissed off about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm still pissed off about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I'm sure I will be. So right after I finished the podcast yesterday morning, I had to deal with a sort of an immediate situation. And when you have an immediate situation this early in the morning, it's got to be something pretty important, got to be something pretty big. You know, it's like if the phone rings too early in the morning or too late at night, you lunge for the phone and you just assume that somebody died. So like I said, everybody's got something they're dragging around with them. So yesterday I get off the air, and again, this is early in the morning, and this story requires a little bit of background. I have this friend in St. Louis, and she is single, she is tall, she is blonde, she is beautiful. She could probably be a model if she wanted to be, but she prefers to be a shit disturber. And she's just one of those people who rides motorcycles and just is getting the most out of life, let's put it that way. And I met her at an appearance, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and we became Facebook friends, and we exchanged messages all the time. She's very funny. I think she gets a kick out of me, too. And it's hard to say no to somebody who's this good looking, okay? And so when she has come to me with some charitable things that she's involved in, how do you say no? So I have volunteered my time for a couple of things that she's been involved in to raise money for various charitable projects. I do that for friends when I'm able. And interestingly, though we are friends, I don't think I've been in her presence more than, I don't know, 8 or 9 times. And like I said, I think I've known her for, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years. And I've been through all of her ups and downs, and she's had a lot of ups and a lot of downs. A couple of the downs are serious, too. And I'll tell her a joke. I'll send her something that'll make her laugh. She has a, I don't know that she chooses her men particularly well. And I've been through all of those ups and downs, too. And this brings up an interesting issue, and it has rattled some women in my life in the past, because all of my best friends are women. I love women. I love talking to women. I love the spirit of a woman. I think I learn things that help me and make me a better man by being around women more often. And it's just something that's always been the case. I guess I appreciate beauty. I don't know. But I'm always, I always find myself startled about how far off I am on certain things. Because you'll be sitting around a table of women, and these are, you know, mostly people that you've been friends with for a long time. And sometimes you had a couple of drinks in them, and boy, they'll say anything. And it's like, whoa, wow, I just really learned something tonight. And it keeps life interesting. You know, it keeps life interesting. So like I said, this one woman that is a friend of mine, and I can't even tell you the last time I saw her because I've been in Florida most of the time because of the pandemic. And I've only been back to St. Louis a couple of times. And those were like on the holidays and stuff like that, where so much of your time is gobbled up by family stuff and the fact that other people also have family stuff. So I come back and it's like, you know what I got to do? I got to start coming back on a non-holiday, because I come back on a holiday, everybody's busy and I can't get a chance to see anybody. So I come back to St. Louis now, which is, you know, once in a while. I plan the trips more carefully so that when I'm in town, I can take maximum opportunity to visit my friends. So again, this friend of mine, well, you know, I've been through a lot of ups and downs with the guy she goes out with. Interestingly, I've never laid a hand on her. It's not that kind of relationship. It's like Billy Crystal. You know, it's like you can't be friends with a woman you don't want to have sex with. Well, yes, you can, and I do all the time. I got lots of women who are friends of mine who it's just not that kind of relationship. I gave you an example. Trish Gazelle. I adore Trish. I make her laugh. She makes me laugh. I love her. I wish I could talk to her every day, but she would think that was weird if I wanted to do that. But she's terrific. If somebody said, all right, Trish is available, and JC, your wife left you, and now you're single again, and hey, Trish is available, and you guys seem to get along. See, people don't understand sometimes, not that kind of relationship. Trish, Karen Kelly, people like that, they're like my sisters. There's just certain things that are never going to happen within the framework of a relationship like that. So I think I've set this up. So yesterday morning, as I said, the phone rings and I don't recognize the number, and it's really early in the day. So I didn't answer the phone, but I did see that the person, the caller, left a message. And here it is.
Hey, JC. My name is This is boyfriend for nearly a year now. She no longer needs updates on your personal life, your marriage, your problems, where you're living, where you plan to live, any of your plans, or anything about you. She no longer needs any contact from you. She's standing next to me. She can hear this message. If she wanted to call you, she would call you. If she wanted to text you, she would text you. If you contact her one more time for any reason, even to just verify if this message was in her knowledge or not, I will make problems out of it. You no longer need to harass her or contact her for anything. I hope you understand this. If you'd like to verify this, call her phone number in the next 15 minutes. I'm standing right next to her with her phone. So if you need to verify anything, go for it. But do not, for any reason, contact her in the future, or I promise I will not be happy about it.
Now, your first inclination might be to laugh at this guy. But after you think about it a little bit, it's very sad because she's obviously under the spell of, you know, Fred Flintstone here. Doesn't exactly sound like a Renaissance man. And keep in mind that this woman and I are really, we're casual friends. And ultimately, what could I be doing anyhow from 850 miles away? And I think it's very interesting, the terminology. Now, my friendship with her on whatever level this is harassment. Okay, buddy. So I sent him a note back that just basically said, look, I don't know who you are. I don't know what prompted this, but I know her well enough to know that she has lousy taste in men, and you're certainly proof of that. But in the meantime, understand something here, that if I hear from you again for any reason, or if you come within 10 feet of me, I'm calling the police. Well, guess what happened? He contacted me again. And guess what I did? I called the police. I don't know which is worse, Twitter or the telephone. Because on Twitter, you know, you don't have to identify who you are. And you can just say anything. You can say the creepiest stuff in the world. And you don't even know where it's coming from. This is one of the reasons I'm not on Twitter. I was maybe 8 or 9 years ago for maybe a month. I was like, forget this. I don't like this. I want to know who I'm dealing with. So I do, you know, Facebook, and I'm set up for Instagram, but I don't usually use it that often. But I told him, I said, I don't say you weren't warned. So he'll be getting a visit from the cops. And they've been provided with a copy of the tape of that call. And that's the way things work. Now, that guy, that's on the very serious end of the spectrum. Oftentimes, the telephones we've gotten some tremendous entertainment from people who called the radio station or called the show to complain or give us a piece of their mind or just unload on us for whatever reason. Most of the time, they just end up being more funny than anything.
I just woke up. Who are you guys hating today?
Who are we hating today?
Yeah.
Name somebody.
Well, it's your.
Get off.
Brian,
just get off.
Brian, I need the phone.
Get off.
Brian,
get off.
Come on, I gotta
get off, Dan.
We hate that guy today.
You know what's amazing about that is those guys are both like 50 years old right now, and they're probably still acting like that towards one another. All right.
Hi, I need to speak to JC. I've been trying to talk to him since before the election.
Yeah, he's a big pain in the butt. What, can I just give him a message?
I'll just tell him I think he's an arrogant jackass. I'll tell you the reason why.
All right. Just so you know, by the way, he drives me crazy, too. I hate him.
Well, he made the comment that he said, who do these religious people think they are, you know, when they were going to vote against the stem cell? Who do they think they are? And I thought, you know, what an arrogant jackass.
Right. So, I agree. He's always doing stuff like that.
And who are you? Are you JC?
Yeah.
I figured you might be.
Are you an electrician?
You hang up. Big dummy.
All right, now on this one, we're just having a normal on-air discussion and talking to Karen Kelly about her future plans. And, you know, you push that button down. You push that little flashing button down, and you never know what you're going to get. And I don't know why this keeps happening, because it has happened to me on numerous occasions where, and it must have something to do with, maybe the numbers aren't right, but maybe somehow the phone company is dumping overflow calls into something else. I don't know.
But I just
you see yourself living in St. Louis 30 years from now?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, because of Sam's career and mine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even at 62?
Karen Kelly in the Breakfast Club. It has a nice ring.
Who's this on the Wolfman telephone? Hello?
Is this about the apartment on Kings Highway?
Is this about the what?
Apartment.
Yes. Yes. It's a two-bedroom.
Uh-huh.
The shower works fine.
Uh-huh.
And what other questions do you have?
How much is it a month?
$750.
I mean, is it all? It includes
heat, electric, air conditioning, and don't let the smell bother you. It hasn't bothered the last two or three people who have lived there. We're not sure it was a skunk. Most people, when they guess, they say skunk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it doesn't bother most people.
Okay.
Now, the guy above you,
he
was never convicted.
Okay.
And there's only one other problem.
Uh-huh, Nick.
My pet dog, Sparky, I can't keep him anymore, and he has to stay in the apartment.
In the apartment that I'm talking
about? Yes, in fact, I'll tell you what. I'll knock off $100 if you continue to watch Sparky for me.
All right.
You want to think about it, or?
$650.
You know what? $600. If you watch Sparky, $600.
All right.
When can you move in?
On the first of the month.
All right. Now, you sure about Sparky?
I'm fine.
You sure about that? I don't know. Sparky, down boy. Sparky, take it easy. Sparky, down boy.
Is he a mean dog?
Sparky, down boy. Sparky, down boy. No. If you don't make eye contact, everything's fine.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, let me put you on hold. We'll get right back to you, okay? There you go. The hell is going on?
As long as you don't make eye contact.
McKenna, especially, was always... Oh, his eyes would just light up when something like that would happen. You could just see the gears turning. Now, people ask me all the time, do you and John Hewlett still talk to one another? And the answer is all the time. And I see John when I'm in St. Louis, and we text back and forth all the time. Something might be happening during the ball game. Sometime he's up in the booth, and I'll text him something funny or maybe ask him a question, whatever. And people seem happy to know that John and I are still in touch and still good friends. And I always say, the morning shows that I've done in the past have not always been for everybody, because there are people out there who think that we're serious when we're not, and they take a lot of things the wrong way.
Hey, JC, this is one of your listeners. I just wanted to point out two things. I know that John Hewlett has taken a lot of flack over the years, you know, from his association with you, and now he has a heart condition. And I just think you ought to make it a little bit easier on him now that you're aware that, you know, his time might be limited too. With any stress you put on him, for example, the outburst about the Jim Talent and the stem cell research, you have a daughter. What if they cloned her to a living being, person who had feelings and could experience pain, just to harvest her organs? You know, I mean, go to go to the website, .org, and see what you think. But if you're going to do those kinds of things, could you just make it fair and say, all right, an opposite opinion would be, you know, whatever from whomever. The only thing I wanted to compliment you on, and you do deserve it, is that you're not as bitter and irascible and horrible as you used to be. You seem like you're getting, I don't know, just a bit, well, I pray for you, let's put it that way. And I know you have, I was brought up Catholic too, so I understand a lot of your, I think I do, a lot of the things that, I'm not finding words this morning, I was just, I don't know. Try to get what you can out of it and have fun in New York, bye.
I can't tell you how many times during that 60-second call, I just looked at people in the room and said, what in the hell is she talking about? All right. And possibly my all-time favorite.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that JC is out there running his mouth. Let me read you a comment that he left to someone. Hello, Beth, you Nazi cow.
And just keep in mind that that woman is probably somebody's mother.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Mother!
Love you, Mother.
I would remind you that your mother will love you no matter what you do, because she is a woman.
Morning, Mom.
Morning, sir.
Oh, hot dog, rug cakes again.
Oh, Mama, 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 Mama.
Hi, Mother. Hi.
Mama pajama.
Mother. My mom.
Mother.
Where are you, Mama?
My mother was a singer.
I have a mother. Her name is Mother.
Let me tell you about my mother.
Oh, my mama loves me. She loves me.
What kind of mother am I?
And your mama's good looking.
Hey, Mama.
And I remember Mother.
Please, Mother.
Now I can keep you, Mama.
I do a lot of work with unwed mothers.
Mother.
Yeah, we already heard from you. All right, in a new poll, 3 in 4 Americans say they're a mini-me version of their moms, but 1 in 5 say they're the complete opposite of their mom. New research says the average adult has 7 photos taken with their mother every year. 55% of adults would like to get more photos with their mom than they currently have. 1/4 of all flowers sold throughout the entire year for Mother's Day. 152 million Mother's Day cards are sent out every year, and 4 in 10 families can credit the mothers with being the breadwinners. Wow, 4 in 10. If you don't have any special dinner plans for Mother's Day, there's this Wiener Schnitzel as a deal where moms eat free. It's a chili dog meal, which includes a chili dog, a small fry, and a small soda. You take your mom there and then duck. Elsewhere, Corner Bakery is offering moms a free bakery item with a purchase. Oh, you got to buy something first. Pieology, and I've never even heard of two of these places, has a BOGO pizza deal at participating locations. And if you go to Tim Hortons on Sunday, you can buy 10 Timbits and get 10 more free. A recent study says moms just want a break for Mother's Day. Moms in 21 states want a nap more than anything else. Next most popular thing on the response list was a meal they don't have to cook. Found out yesterday that Tony Dow, Wally Cleaver, has cancer. They won't say what kind it is, but just from the cryptic nature of the way they announced it, it doesn't sound very good. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. God, do these two people deserve one another or not? Yikes. Danica Patrick feeling great a week after getting her boobs removed, her implants. She said, I wish I could have told this 32-year-old girl that boobs won't make you more perfect or have it all or be more feminine. Tomorrow, the 148th Kentucky Derby.
Welcome to the third race at the Honeymoon Is Over Downs. They're at the gate, and they're off. Jumping out in the lead is Romance and Affection, with Domestic Bliss in close behind. It's Romance and Affection and Domestic Bliss. Here comes Marriage Vows, followed by Immediate Child. Romance and Affection falling off quickly. Mortgaged Up the Ass, overtaking Domestic Bliss. And here comes Nasty Attitude, followed by More Children and Drinking Heavily. Coming down the backstretch, Drinking Heavily, moving out in front of Mortgaged Up the Ass. But coming in strong on the outside is Credit in Shambles. It's Credit in Shambles, followed by I Don't Give a Shit. Nasty Attitude and Up Yours Keep. Up Yours Keep challenging for second, going into the clubhouse turn. Passing on the rail as I Don't Give a Shit, taking the lead. Followed by The F***ing House. You Cook Like Shit, and I F***ed Your Brother. Here they come, spinning out of the turn. I Don't Give a Shit, still in front. Up Yours Keep challenging for the lead. Up Yours Keep and I Don't Give a Shit, neck and neck. And down the stretch they come. Up Yours Keep is pulling away from I Don't Give a Shit by a length. Coming on strong is I Am Out of Here, and passing the pack is The F***ing House. And at the wire, it's Up Yours Keep, the F***ing f-ing house. I don't give a shit, and I am out of here.
Yeah, see, you never thought of it in those terms, huh? Weather for Churchill Downs, sunny at about 65. A lot of rain today and tonight, but it should be a relatively dry track for the race tomorrow. Will Smith is a guest star on an upcoming episode of David Letterman's Netflix show. My next guest needs no introduction, but it was recorded before the Oscars, so no mention of the slap. Season 4 is going to feature Cardi B, Kevin Durant, Billie Eilish, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Ryan Reynolds. Joan Jett and Ted Nugent are feuding after Ted said she doesn't belong on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest guitarists. Joan attacked Ted, and Ted actually took the high road. He said he loves Joan, but she's not a fiery guitar player like some of the guys who didn't make the list. All right, Sheryl Crow, the documentary on Showtime tonight, 8 o'clock. Benedict Cumberbatch hosting Saturday Night Live with Arcade Fire as the guest. Sophie Turner on with Jimmy Fallon. Colbert's got Chris O'Donnell and Elvis Costello. And by the way, John Batiste, the musical director for Stephen Colbert and multiple Grammy winner just a couple of weeks ago, he's got COVID. So I don't know who they're going to have conduct the orchestra for Colbert, but this thing ain't over. This thing is not over. That guy who attacked Dave Chappelle on stage the other night is only going to be charged with 4 misdemeanors. And it was 18 years ago today, 2004, the final episode of Friends aired on NBC. It ran for 10 years, 236 episodes, went out with an estimated 51.1 million viewers. They ain't bad. All right, birthdays today. I loved this guy. I thought she was so pretty. Sashir Zameda used to be on Saturday Night Live. She's 36 today. George Clooney, 61. Rumba Downey, 62. Tom Bergeron, 67. Tony Blair, England's prime minister for most of the Bush years, 69. Bob Seger, 77. Willie Mays, and people forget he's still alive. He's 91. Birthday Saturday, Adi Bryant from Saturday Night Live. I think she's an absolute riot at 35. Tracy Lords, I interviewed her right after the scandal broke. You know, she was 16 years old when she made some of those movies. People didn't know. So she disappeared for a couple of years and then popped up in a John Waters movie called Cry Baby. And I went to Baltimore to interview her, and she was absolutely knockout beautiful, wearing a lot of makeup and some very expensive clothing, but still just knockout beautiful. And she wouldn't cop to the whole thing. She said that she was on drugs and alcohol, and she didn't remember any of her X-rated movie. She didn't remember anything. So at that point, it was pretty obvious she just wasn't going to talk about it. That was it. So it was sort of a disappointment. 54 today, Amy Heckerling, a name you might not recognize, but you know her work because she directed Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Clueless, Look Who's Talking, Look Who's Talking To, Johnny Dangerously, and European Vacation. 68 today. Enrique Iglesias turns 47 tomorrow. Melissa Gilbert, Laura Ingalls Wilder on Little House, 58. Alex Van Halen, 69. Phil Bailey, who was with Earth, Wind, and Fire and did that song Easy Lover with Phil Collins, 71. Tony Tennille, as in The Captain, and 82 on Sunday. David Attenborough, I think it's Sir David Attenborough, if I'm not mistaken, 96. And normally I don't do dead people in the birthdays, but I just thought that Don Rickles was an absolute comedic genius. He was born on Sunday's date, 1926. We lost him in 2017.
The A-List Interview with JC and the Morning Show, Graham.
Talking money with legendary comedian Don Rickles.
Hello, Don.
Hey, JC, old buddy.
I understand that you're doing quite well financially after a great show business career. You wouldn't necessarily know that from the suit you're wearing, but was there a time...
Why did you turn on me, JC? For no reason, you turned on me.
Was there a time in your life when you were not necessarily financially responsible?
Oh, sure. At the very beginnings of my career, when I was a very young man, I came out of the Navy in World War II. Bucks was short. You think I want to wind up in St. Louis hitting beer cans? I gotta have a life. I've been blessed in casino with Sharon Stone, who wanted to be with me desperately. She kept throwing herself against the trailer.
God, Oh my God, it was so much fun. You know, you're a kid growing up on the southwest side of Chicago next to Midway Airport, and you're watching the Tonight Show back in the 1960s, and you see this guy Don Rickles, and you're like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's the greatest. You never think, you never imagine in your wildest dreams, when you're like 14, 15 years old, that you are going to be sitting there and talking directly to Don Rickles. Still one of the big thrills of my life and my career. Oh man, I love that guy. All right, before you Google this, I'm warning you ahead of time, you cannot unsee it. The adult toy company Love Honey posted two graphics that show what the human hand would look like if it was redesigned to just be good at self-pleasuring. They did one for men's hands and one for women's, and they're very different concepts, but both look like something out of a nightmare. The one for women includes a longer forearm and hyper-flexible joints for better reach, plus thermal control for hot and cold options, and every finger is like a different love toy, kind of like if your hand was a Swiss Army knife for solo play. There's a weird rabbit ear thumb, a stubby index finger with ridges, a wavy middle finger that's extra long, a ring finger that shoots pleasure air, a smaller pinky finger built for precision, and the whole hand can vibrate. The one for men is pretty weird too. It's got a thumb and six fingers instead of four, and they're webbed for maximum skin-on-skin contact. They're also textured with little nubs. The palm is wider with ridges on it. There's a small hole in the center for suction sensations. The thumb joint is more flexible, and there's a wider, stronger forearm to help with endurance. Both versions would make doing anything else with your hands completely impractical, but I guess the point is, why would you? You'd never leave the house. Again, this is from the company Love Honey, but again, I warned you, you cannot unsee these things. After a petition, an online petition and letter writing campaign back on this date in 2010, Betty White got a chance to host Saturday Night Live, and it was good, by the way. She was just sharp as can be. On Sunday's date back in 2006 was the memorable Joe Buck All-Stars versus the brittle-boned media celebrities. And I pitched for the latter, and this is the time where, wow, we were up 13-0 after the fourth inning. Like I said, the brittle-boned media All-Stars, 13-0. And Kelly Chase was playing for the athlete side, and he got a little tired of what we were doing. We were just sort of scoring runs at will. So I hit a home run, and as I was coming around third, he just charged out onto the field, picked me up like I was a twig, and slammed me to the ground. He was laughing. I wasn't. In fact, you know, we were talking about this yesterday. When your phone rings at, you know, really, really early in the morning, you know, like, oh God, did somebody die? My phone rang at about 7:01 the morning after that game, and it was Joe. And he was calling to find out if I was all right. He said that everybody was just sort of looking at it going, did you see that? I think some people maybe thought it was a bit that we rehearsed or something. It wasn't. See, Kelly's a big guy, and I'm not, and Kelly doesn't know his own strength. It was on this date in 1971 that my baseball coach, St. Lawrence High School on the South Side of Chicago, made the infamous speech. We had just lost to a team by the name of Hales Franciscan, and he was berating us for not playing like a team. You guys don't play like a team. That's the problem. You don't play like a team. And then he concluded his diatribe with a line that I've been telling since this happened on this date in 1971. He said, that's why you're 4-4 instead of 10-0. Coach? Ah, never mind. And back on this date in 1984, after having sent multiple tapes and resumes and videotapes and other materials, finally on this date in 1984, the program director of KSHE 95 said, you're hired. And we'll be celebrating the 38th anniversary of my arrival in St. Louis in a couple of weeks right here at jcontheline.com. And that's it. The podcast for, what is it, Friday, May 6th, 2022, 195 days remaining in our American democratic system of government as we have known it. We are here every weekday morning right about 7 o'clock. And, you know, if you miss any of the shows, don't worry, because they're all archived right here. You can binge on the weekends. You can also email me, jc at jcontheline.com. Facebook, The Showgram with JC Corcoran. Have yourself a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day. And because tomorrow's the Kentucky Derby, if you know a horse that's also a mother, well, bonus. And in the meantime, we beat this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The JC Corcoran Podcast.